On the first day of court, the administrative officer's stepson, Taylor Hawkins, said that on the 26th of November, 1777, he and three other men drove by carriage out to the beach to look at a partial shipwreck that was found the day before. There, he encountered Jørn Nielsen Blig from Juvre, about 2 to 3 gunshots away from the wreck, claiming to be looking for seaweed. He claimed to have permission to be there, as the beach belonged to the king, where all Unterhanen have the equal right to be there. Taylor Hawkins then also met Christen Smidt from Toftum and Christen Pedersen from Juvre. The first had a piece of iron from the rudder of the wreck. A similar piece found the next day is assumed to have been thrown away by Christen Pedersen before he was detected. Taylor Hawkins then said that they appeared to have arrived with an axe and crowbar to go plundering on the king's beach. An argument soon began, and Jørn Blig asked Taylor Hawkins to get down from the carriage to get a beating. The next day, Christen Smidt was said to have visited the administrative officer and offered him some banknotes to forget about the whole thing. After repeated requests, Jørn Blig and Christen Smidt provided their version of events. Taylor Hawkins is supposed to have galloped after Jørn Blig and said that he now knew who the beach plunderers from Juvre were. That made Jørn Blig angry, and he replied, "You scoundrel, you want me to drag you from your carriage and beat you over the head." He then went home. Christen Smidt said that he wanted to earn a salvage fee and had met Christen Pedersen on the beach. Together they broke 2 pieces of iron from the wreckage, but lost one of them again due to its weight. The next day he went to the administrative officer, delivered the iron, and offered something for the poor, not to persuade him. Christen Pedersen, who is traveling on Greenland, is questioned in October of the same year. He explains that he wanted to earn a salvage fee for the iron he broke off the wreck, but the high tide got into his boots and he had to throw away the iron to save his own life. No judgment can be found in any of the court books, so the three might not have been convicted, but 8 years later, a royal decree on cases like these was issued. According to this, the three islanders should be apprehended immediately and taken into custody, as well as be convicted to work for some years in the nearest workhouse.